This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. In Colorado's Immigration Detention Center, the highest number and percentage of people being held are Mexicans. That according to recent data from the Deportation Data Project. Venezuelans are second according to the data, and Hondurans and Colombians are third. The number of Venezuelans is higher after some 40,000 people arrived in Denver in 2023 and 2024, mostly on buses from Texas. The Trump administration has carried out a massive deportation operation in 2025 and was the subject of dozens of lawsuits in Colorado alone. A handful of Colorado environmental groups have signed a letter asking Congress to pause new data center construction. Tegan Whitland reports.
Data centers are massive facilities powering AI chatbots and other online tools. The letter warns those facilities are among the biggest environmental and social threats of our generation, and it urges lawmakers to ban new ones. It cites water and electricity consumption, lost jobs, and other environmental impacts like carbon pollution. It was written by Food and Water Watch and signed by hundreds of other advocacy groups across the country, including six in Colorado. The state has about 60 data centers, according to datacentermap.com, with more planned or under construction. I'm Tegan Wensland, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder has named Fernando Lovo as the next athletic director. Lovo spent the last year as the athletic director of the University of New Mexico. He's also had stops at the University of Texas and Ohio State. You're listening to CPR News. Have a great Monday.